The Prescott City Council meets for business on Monday evening. City Administrator Jane Brand provides a preview of the agenda.
The Prescott City Council will meet on Monday, September 14th at 6 p.m. We have our consent agenda, which is various committee meetings, our cash balances, and budget year-to-date. We're going to open a public hearing for approval of our downtown assessor's plat. This is phase one, and that goes from the car bridge to the railroad bridge. Then we also have an amendment to our state municipal grant that we had got in the amount of $600,000. We still will get the $600,000, but there's just different ways that we have to spend that money. We have a maintenance agreement that we're going to be looking at with the Pierce County Historical Society for the Welcome Heritage Center. We have a lease agreement with Alina Health for a portion of the EMS building. We have a request from funds from contingency for upgrades to the EMS building, and also funds to purchase some additional safety equipment for our police officers. We have a request of funds in the amount of $500 for the Wisconsin-Mississippi River Parkway Commission. They're doing some tourism things, and they would like to include Prescott with that. We have the approval of the site erosion control, grading, stormwater, and building plans for the Patak's new car wash. We also have a resolution to vacate a couple of streets or portions of streets. This would be over by General Plastics. They were actually never open. They were platted but never opened. We have a change order for Lake Street in the amount of $33,422, replacement of another stormwater outfall. We have a pay request for Lake Street in the amount of $485,965.59, and a pay request for Pearl Street in the amount of $86,047.18. We're going to do an update on Pearl and Lake Street, and we're also going to address some comments that were made by a particular non-resident that we want to make sure that they understand how things are being done here. We have our first reading with a possible waiver of second and third reading on several ordinances. One of them is removal of rubbish and dirt from the sidewalks and sweeping litter into the gutters or the street. We also have specific preparation and construction for streets and roads. That way we get away from that 3 inches of asphalt we were talking about, and it goes to 4 mandatory. We're also redoing our building construction chapter in our book to allow for our building inspector, Todd Dolan, to be actually state certified with the city. We have an application for a seller's permit for Twisted Oak. They want to sell some pumpkins and possibly some wreaths and Christmas trees down there. And that'll be the meeting for Monday, September 14th.